with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Which former teammate of yours, Marty Biron, scored at more than a 30-goal pace in his career against the New York Islanders, something that would never be attached to him based on his scoring pace against all others?
Oh, boy. I was the first name
you
that
could
came
hear
up
him
to
coming.
Mind, I can hear him coming. Jochen Hecht?
Yes.
Because the Blades? The first name that came to mind was Drew Stafford. When I was Staff scored to get there.
Yeah. Jochen scored like 15 times in 34 games against
the
Islanders.
You can hear him coming. People are going to say, why can you hear Yo-Yo coming? Because Jochen had the T-Blades. And if you don't know and remember what the T-Blades were, they were this German engineered like hockey blades that were replaceable. Like right now, anybody that's in hockey knows that you press a button, the blade comes out, poof, you pop another one. But this was a plastic blade that you never would sharpen. When it was done, you threw it in the garbage. And there was metal on the inside, and it was like this very unique T-blade type of setup. But it was loud. It was... And it was loud. So, yes. Dennis Seidenberg wore the T-Blade because he was another German player.
Yo-Yo also an Islander at one point.
Yeah. And Ron McLean, host of Hockey Night in Canada, would be a refereeing all these youth hockey games with the T-Blade and used to talk about them, I think, on every broadcast and how great they were. And that didn't last too long.
We are all guilty of that. Here we are again talking about T-Blades.
Did you have Ron McLean? Did you have, not Ron McLean, did you have T-Blades?
No, I'm just saying that we're guilty of beating a dead horse, so to speak. Like, we have our topics. Sometimes we just, we hammer them relentlessly, unnecessarily, repetitively. Do you know Rasmus Dahlin is the leading active point getter among Sabres against the Islanders? He's played New York 25 times. He has one goal.
Yeah.
He has 16 points total, and he had some magical moments against them last year, but the Islanders took 2 out of 3. And I feel like the Islanders often like have a little bit of an upper hand here in these head-to-head matchups. And after Dahlin, like, Tage Thompson has 8 points in 18 games against the Islanders. That makes it tough when your best players aren't getting close to a point a game. Like Zach Benson, Yuri Kulik have been good in very small sample sizes, but even Alex Tuch has just 4 points in 11 games against the Islanders. And that kind of, you know, it speaks a lot to what you talk about often, like how good the Islanders, in a normal year, the Islanders are harder to score against. They have really good goaltending. But even just looking at those raw numbers, it kind of surprises me that Dahlin, Thompson, Tucker are that low in comparison to point-of-game status.
It does, and it comes back to why do we think the Islanders are this boring team? And maybe it's because the way that the Sabres have played them over the last few years, it's never your top guys that have that big outburst of games, and you're like, I remember that game. Dahlin had 2 goals and an assist and the power play with Tage and Tuck and whatever. Like, it's kind of like, ugh.
Even though they blew them out this year.
Even when they won 7-1. And Duffer, I remember... They won 7-1 because
you were there.
I was there. I was doing the game with Dan. And really, to be honest with you, it was one of those games where it was so insignificant in the way that the game happened. I don't even remember what happened. And I should, like, I'll go back to my notes and it will jar my memory. But I'm like, by halfway in the game, I feel like that game was over. It was like, just, you know, like, whatever. Like, it's fun. Let's enjoy it. I do remember, though, just a couple of things. One is the Sabres had lost, what, the 13 in a row before then? Mm-hmm. Or, like, right about there? Mm-hmm. And at the morning skate, you know, Rasmus Dahlin was talking about missing some games, and he looked over to the media, and he says, I hope I never have to miss another game. And then he knocked on wood next to him, like, you know, a little knock on wood, and that was good. And then I had one of those exchange with Lindy Ruff that morning, which was kind of funny. So Lindy saw me in the hallway and he goes, Marty, you want to put on the pads tonight? I'm like, oh, you're not going to win many games with me being in net right now. He goes, well, it's not like we're winning right now. I got to find something, right? So I'm like, well, It's not going to happen tonight. I guarantee you, if I dress tonight and I play, we're not winning. And then they go out and won 7-1. So I feel like the fact that I declined the invitation got them that win. That was the reason.
And Dahlin had 4 assists. That was a big reason why they were able to win that game 7-1. This year, the Sabres and Islanders again will meet 3 times, the first of which happens here in Buffalo at almost the same time of year. We're talking about that 7-1 route. This one is on December 20th at KeyBank Center. And even though we don't know this TV schedule yet, I have to assume this is an ESPN exclusive. It starts at 5 p.m.
I don't know. And really, the reason, because I thought maybe this is one of those.
It's a weekend game, right?
It's a Saturday game.
So it's not an ESPN, obviously.
No, because they do weekdays. And by that point, Saturdays are college footballs and you know, all of that. But I was trying to figure out why would it be a home Saturday 5 o'clock game.
We've had some,
but usually there's a reason, right? Either there's a, you know, an open window at night for a national game or in the afternoon for a national game and you got to fit it in, or it's one of those days where everybody's playing and you're finding different. It's not one of them either.
No.
There's probably what, 9 or 10 games that day of some early games. There's a couple 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7, 10s, whatever. I don't mind it. I don't mind it for a Saturday night, 5 o'clock. I know I like the Saturday 7, but you know, there's a lot of families that are going to be able to say, hey, Saturday before Christmas, right? It's December 20th. Yeah. Let's go to a Sabres game at 5. Let's bring the kids, be out of there by 8:30. It all makes for a really fun weekend leading up to the holiday break.
Well, the Sabres hope to be out of there by 8:30 because they have a game the next day in New Jersey on that weekend. So it's back-to-back for them. It's a 7 p.m. start the next night in New Jersey. But the team of the day is the Islanders. Can Buffalo win the season series against them? Could that go a long ways to jumping over them in the standings, pushing them into the top 8, making the playoffs? The Islanders didn't make it last year. Patrick Roy was in his first full season after his relief appearance the year before. Saw them rattle off a really hot 10 games late in the year and got into the playoffs. And I think these questions are valid because, Marty, we asked it specifically early on in the year. I said, is Patrick Roy a good coach? Mm-hmm. And this is actually as tongue-in-cheek-ish as it can sound. It's a very hard question to answer often. Yes. No matter who we're talking about, because there's always so many factors that go into team success. But it's on the minds of our audience here on social, like is with a new GM, Matthew Darche comes in, Patrick was already in place. Like if the Islanders stumble for any number of reasons, you think Waugh's on the hot seat? Especially with a guy like Pete DeBoer sitting out there?
That's what Jonathan is asking on X right now. He's like, hey, is Patrick on any kind of hot seat? And so here's the interesting thing. If you have the debate about Patrick Roy, a goalie, what is the one common thing that people always say about Patrick? Probably the best playoff goalie ever, right?
It's not even close. Look at his win totals.
It's not even close.
It's not even close.
The argument is always, well, Dominik Hasek is probably the best goalie to ever play in the NHL. Some will say Patrick. Some will say Marty. I keep saying Marty was probably the best regular season guy, played 70 games often and has all the numbers and the longevity. Dom was, for me, the most dominant, and Patrick was the best playoff goalie ever. Mm-hmm. As a coach, Patrick Roy has only made the playoffs twice. He's never won a playoff round. He lost in 7 games. I believe that was to the Minnesota Wild after Matt Cook took out Tyson Barrie's knee in the first round, and that kind of sank the Colorado Avalanche. Barrie was their up-and-coming kind of Kale McCarr-ish defenseman in 2014 in the playoffs, and Cook was with Minnesota, hit him in the knee. He went down. They lost in 7, and then he made the playoffs with the Islanders, and they lost in 5. So he hasn't been able to find the recipe, number one, to be in the playoffs often because he's only been in the playoffs twice in 5 full seasons or 5 seasons as a head coach. This will only be year 6 for him in the National Hockey League. Feels like Patrick Roy has been there forever. It's been over 10 years since he appeared in the NHL, but it's only year 6 for him in the National Hockey League.
Just for the quick refresher, for those who don't have Waugh, Brodeur playoff numbers top of mind. Patrick, 151 playoff victories. Every player in the world would clamor to play in 150 playoff games.
Yeah.
Patrick played in 247, a record for goalies. He won 151 of them and ended with a .918 save percentage, 2.30 goals against, but obviously all the cups. And Marty Brodeur, 113 wins, so almost 40 behind, with 91 losses and a .919 save percentage in 202 and multi-cup winners. So,
but not even close to the same amount of games played either. He's what? He's about 80 games back?
42 game difference. They lost the same amount, but Patrick won.
Okay, so the wins, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like it's crazy, man. Like Patrick's winning percentage in the playoffs, 151 and 94.
Patrick came in the league
for the longest
86.
Time. Billy Smith was thought of as the money guy, and his numbers will still show that. I mean, Billy won 88 and lost only 36.
Yes.
Like you double that, that's even better than Patrick Waugh, right?
Well, that helps when the Islanders won 19 consecutive series.
Mm-hmm.
They won 4 Stanley Cup and then went to the Stanley Cup the year after, losing to the Edmonton Oilers in 84, that is. But Patrick Roy came in 86 with the Montreal Canadiens when he won the Cup in 86. That's the year that the Oilers were going for a three-peat with Wayne Gretzky. They had lost to the Calgary Flames. Remember the Steve Smith goal behind the back of Grant Fuhr's leg, all of it.
Yep.
So Montreal and Patrick Roy in 86, then Patrick in 93. We know that was against the LA Kings and Wayne Gretzky, the Marty McSorley. So there is, but he was dominant in 86. He was dominant in 93, all the overtime wins. And then two with Colorado, the one in 96, obviously, when he went in and got traded that year. Mm-hmm. He was dominant in the playoffs. But as a coach, that was the one thing I couldn't wait to see is Patrick as a coach in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Number one, we haven't seen that often because it's only happened twice and he hasn't had the success. So maybe this year the Islanders are hoping that that comes through in year three with the Islanders.
Incredibly, though, there was a question. Is he on the hot seat?
I'm going to say no. I think this will be Matthew Darche's first year of evaluating everything. He may not start next year as the head coach, but I don't think that Patrick was getting fired in season with the New York Islanders. I think we've got other coaches. We talked Nashville, Andrew Brunette. There's other coaches that are on the hot seat, but I don't think Patrick is.
Are you proud of me?
Yes, you didn't bring up any of my stats with the Islanders in this show so far, which is awesome.
Close. I did not bring up the fact that they were number one on faceoffs last year. By a lot. We're back after this. Birthdays, burgers, and more on Sabres Live.